BitMine's 126-meter ETH-BY sets up Russell Index inclusion test. BitMine added 60,000 ETH worth roughly $126 million as Ether traded near $2,000, extending one of the largest corporate Ether treasuries on a U.S.-listed issuer. The buy was reported by Crypto Slate on May 24, 2026, and lifts BitMine's stack at a moment when Ether is up 3.9% on the day at $2,116, but still down 3.3% on the week, according to live CoinMarketCap data as of May 24, 2026. The dollar amount is mid-tier for an institutional crypto headline. The mechanism it unlocks is not. BitMine's growing treasury and market cap put the company in range of the FTC Russell rebalance test that gates entry to the Russell 2000 and Russell 3000, indexes that together anchor roughly $12.2 trillion in tracked assets. The Russell mechanism, not the buy Russell rebalances, run on a fixed annual calendar. Eligibility is set on a rank day in late spring, and the reconstituted indexes go live in late June. Companies that clear the market cap and float thresholds on rank day get added regardless of sector. Passive funds tracking the Russell 2000 and 3000 then rebalance into them mechanically. For a treasury company whose primary asset is Ether, inclusion turns into a backdoor bid for ETH. Passive money that has no view on crypto buys BitMine shares. BitMine, in turn, has signaled it intends to keep using equity issuance to fund Ether purchases. The chain is passive inflows hit the stock, the company prints more shares, share proceeds buy more ETH. That is the structural reason a $126 million tranche matters more than the headline. It pushes BitMine closer to the threshold while compressing its purchase cost basis closer to the $2,000 level that Ether bounced off this week. The numbers behind the tranche Crypto Slate reports the latest tranche brings BitMine's total Ether holdings into territory comparable to the largest corporate Ether treasuries publicly disclosed in 2026. The position was built primarily through capital raised against the equity, not from operating cash flow, which is the standard playbook for crypto treasury companies that mirror Strategy's Bitcoin approach. Two pressure points sit on top of that strategy. The first is mark-to-market risk. Ether is well below its multi-year highs, and a treasury that bought heavily in the $2,500 to $3,000 band carries unrealized losses similar to those weighing on other equity-funded crypto holders. Trump Media is currently sitting on $455 million in paper losses on its Bitcoin position, and the same dynamic applies to any Ether-funded treasury bought above spot. The second is the dilution loop. Equity issuance treasury strategies depend on the stock trading at a premium to the underlying crypto NAV. When that premium compresses, fresh issuance becomes value destructive for existing holders. Index inclusion is one of the few things that can durably push the premium back up by introducing a new, non-fundamental buyer base. Timing, tied to rank day. BitMine's timing is sharper than it looks. Rank day for the 2026 Russell reconstitution falls in the standard late spring window, which gives the company a narrow runway to lock in the market cap needed to clear the threshold. Buying Ether on a day when the asset is up 3.9% reinforces the treasury value going into that snapshot. Crypto's broader macro setting is doing some of the work too. Bitcoin sits at 76,948, up 2.8% on the day, after a week that saw Bitcoin dip below $75,000 and trigger 100 Mallers in long liquidations before the bounce. The Fear and Greed Index is at 39, still in fear territory but well off the panic lows that defined earlier in the week. A treasury company adding to its position in fear conditions builds a stronger narrative for the rank day snapshot than chasing a rally would. The passive flow read-through for Ether itself, the Russell test is interesting precisely because it is indirect. ETH spot ETFs have struggled this quarter, with outflows persisting as inflows rotated into altcoin ETFs on May 21st. A Russell-driven bid for BitMine equity is structurally different. It is not a vote on Ether's fundamentals. It is a passive allocation triggered by the company crossing an inclusion threshold. Whether the trade works depends on three things being true at once. BitMine clears the market cap test on rank day, The equity to NAV premium holds long enough for follow-on issuance to convert passive demand into more Ether buying, and Ether spot does not crater between now and June reconstitution. None of those are guaranteed, but the $126 million tranche is the move that puts all three in play.